Welcome, Rebuild Up Nation. This is the first inaugural episode for RebuildUp.com, but we call it Rebuild Up Nation, you know, to have a bunch of people, because all you out there are Rebuild Uppers. And if you're not, after this podcast, you better be. Again, first episode. Theme is you can't have a problem without a solution, and you're going to know what that's all about. We're going to give you two semi-depressing problems. One of them's already getting solved. The other one has a suggestion out there for you to go and do it, or at least help somebody else get that done using, yay, the free markets, and, you know, at least starting your own business, entrepreneurship, all that jazz. First profile will be Elon University, dealing with food shortages because they have students there that are launching a startup called Hope, helping other people eat. We're going to tell you more about that and how you can get involved. Doctor shortage. We have a suggestion on how to deal with that. May is going to be super slammed. We've got events all through, I think six so far, related to Rebuild Up. Learn more about that, especially in the Greensboro Triad area where we're based. But hey, you're welcome to take part anywhere in the nation. Get you hooked up and get things going locally where you're at. And if you're nice enough to stay to the end of the podcast all the way through, we're going to give you a promo code to get in and sign up for free as a startup for our cashless incubator starting in May. We're going to charge, I think, a $10 fee per entry, but this will get you in for free, and I think it's good till May 7th at least. All right, let's get started. I am your host, Michael Norbury. It is very nice to meet you. Let's go over what Rebuild Up does so everybody's on the same page. Rebuild Up, programs and services to help startups rebuilding economies. Yeah, we're going to take it on ourselves as Rebuild Uppers. We're not going to wait for politicians. We're not going to wait for, you know, the big box corporations to come in and save the day. We're going to do it. We're going to see a problem. We're going to solve it because you can't have up without down, and you can't have a problem without a solution. We're the solution. We do it by using a combination of basically a local bartering system and combined with economic literacy so we can get people trained really quickly on how to do their startups, or if they're looking for internships and jobs that they can use, kind of like come up with their own startup concept, and they can submit that for prospective employers or internship providers just to kind of look and go, wow, this guy's kind of smart. He stands out more than just a resume. Let's give this guy a shot. And that's the idea of just, you know, economic development. We get more internships, jobs, and, of course, entrepreneurs with their startups going locally in this area. This project is based out of Greensboro, North Carolina, the NC Triad area. We are more than happy to spread it wherever you are at right now. If you're listening in Ohio, Kentucky, Florida, wherever, talk to us. We'd love to get involved and try and spread this to the masses. The way it works is essentially to let you know where this idea came from. This is my second time around as an entrepreneur. First time, I got my butt kicked at it. And it was a combination of lack of education and, of course, resources. So Rebuild Up is engineered when we go back to the programs and services to help startups rebuilding economies. We provide programs which are economic literacy focused. We have a jobs course. We've got a couple events coming up in the month of May and going forward. We've got a great, it's about eight more events lined up at the Greensboro Library between June and August. That's sponsored by Greensboro Municipal Federal Credit Union. Check them out. Very thankful for their sponsorship. But we also have some stuff going on in Forsyth. We've got a jobs course coming up May 3rd. We'll tell you more about all the events in a little bit. But these are focused on economic literacy. So the jobs course consists of two games. The first one is called Economy Junior. It shows you both sides of the economic coin. You come in as a customer. You pick a job. You spend a month's paycheck on housing, utilities, groceries, childcare. You get all the way through without going bankrupt, just to kind of understand handling money if you don't already have that skill. The other half of the participants, let's say we have 20, 10 are divided. You divide them in half, 10 are customers, the other 10 are merchants. The merchants are selling those products. They have to, you know, add up their gross margin and then, you know, see if they made enough to cover their overhead and post a profit. And if they didn't, you know, it kind of tells them why not. You didn't have enough customers. They weren't interested in the products you were buying. Kind of like it's just a demo, like, if you have a store or just a company in general, what to look for, what to not look for, just that quick lesson. It's followed by another game called Pitch Drill, which is a pitching contest. Judges throw out an idea. You get into teams or companies with other people, and you come up with your business plan, and then you pitch from it. Very simple business plan, you know. What's your product? What are your cost of goods? How are you going to market it? Just very simple one page just as an exercise. Now, you've done all that. You're basically prepped for something called the Cashless Incubator. It is a bartering network. It's really cool. Let me give you the best example is startups or entrepreneurs. They are idea rich or skill rich, cash poor. Businesses are usually very busy. You know, budgets are tight, especially now. They don't have time to do some of these things. Even if they, you know, if they did, they'd probably do it themselves. But they have to hire people. But if, you know, cash is strapped, it kind of puts them in a bind on what they can do. So if you enter the Cashless Incubator, right now it's free to the end of April. Starting May 1st, we're going to do a small fee. But again, listen to the end of this podcast. You'll get a promo code so you can waive that fee at least till May 7th. And that applies for everything if you're signing up to try and get an internship, a job, or launch your own startup. And again, check out rebuildup.com. Go on to the Cashless Incubator. It has more full-on details. I'm just going to kind of gloss over this stuff because there's minutia to it, I'll be honest. But we're going to overview, and you'll pick it up, and you'll feel great. And you'll be like, wow, this is a great idea. I understand it, and you can tell others about it. But with the Cashless Incubator, we'll give you a quick example. My first company was a T-shirt company. So starting out, you want to do a T-shirt company, but you don't have any money. You have this great idea, and you think, okay, I need about 36 shirts, 36. I can test out this idea, and then I'll know, and then I can go back to, you know, try and get investment, and, you know, you'll be a rock star from then on out as an entrepreneur, making all this money, great T-shirts you're producing. But you have to start and see if it's actually worth the market wants it. But you don't have any money. You do have some skills. In this example, you can do web design and graphic design. So you go to a screen printer and you say, I need 36 shirts. How much is that? Like $300. You don't have $300. But turns out that the screen printer needs, they need web design. So what you do is you basically barter. And we provide contracts drawn up by Elon University grad students and overseen by their professors. So you know they're legit. That's one of the benefits of entering the Cashless Incubator. Plus, we'll help broker those connections, what puts you in touch with that screen printer who actually needs web design versus a different screen printer that, I don't know, needs lawn mowing or something like that. Whatever the demands are in the T-shirt printing industry. So back to it, you would trade, okay, you can do web design. You will barter 10 hours of your web design skill at $30 an hour in return for $300 worth of T-shirts, which is the 36. So now you have your you sign the barter agreement, you provide the services, you get your T-shirts, and now you're like, okay, well, I can go to a flea market or, you know, maybe fairs trying to sell my shirts, but really, you know where you need to go with this, and you want to get into stores. Well, stores usually aren't going to let you onto the shelf. Not, you know, if at least they're the decent high-end ones where you're going to do your volume with. So what you would do is you would barter with that store. Like, again, you can do web and graphic design. They need some ads designed for, a new magazine or some kind of promotional thing in the newspaper. You would barter your graphic design skill for shelf space. You know, prime shelf space for your product. And after a month or two, you can have it up there. If it flies off the shelf, you know you've got something. If it doesn't, you're not out any money. The partners, your barter partners, the screen printer and the retailer, they got, you know, what they needed in return. So nobody's out anything. You just put in energy. You got an education. If you're not earning, you're learning. And it's only when you're not learning, you're losing. And you can step back and go, okay, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to do it. You can walk away. No debt. Or you can say, okay, I think I know what went wrong. I needed to, you know, pivot this way, or I saw the things that were moving. I want to try this again like this. And then you just go back and you do the same process. And we don't know. And it's, you know, the example of a screen printer, T-shirt company. It's pretty straightforward. But who knows what combinations are out there until you actually get involved. Again, it's free for businesses to sign up. List what skills you're in need of and resources you're willing to trade, and then startups starting in May, there's a fee, but listen to the end of this podcast and you get a waiver, at least for the first week, and you list what skills you have and what resources you need. And we just go out there and we make collisions, we make things happen, and we solve problems. We do it, you know, we're taking charge, we're not waiting for other people to do it, and, you know, problems that, you know, that have people coming up with solutions for it, well, there's usually money in it. And let me give you an example of that. A primary build-upper, they are in the Cashless Incubator. They're dealing with the issue of food deserts. And let me first tell you just some details about what's going on, especially here in the NC Triad area. Article posted on journalnow.com, which is the online presence for the Winston-Salem Journal. This article goes back to August 16th, 2011, updated December 12th, 2012. And I'll just read a little bit about Greens, you know, Winston-Salem, and the triad isn't exactly, this is not something to brag about, but the article starts out with, "The greater Winston-Salem area was ranked the worst metro area in the United States in having families with children that had a hard time putting food on the table, according to a new study. Nearly 35% of households with children in the Winston-Salem metropolitan statistical area said yes when asked whether there were times during the course of a year when they did not have enough money to buy food, according to the Food Research and Action Center study." Now, what they're referring to is called food deserts. And another article, again, put on by the Winston-Salem Journal, journalnow.com. And we'll have the links to all these articles on the podcast notes if you go to rebuildup.com after or during watching or listening to this podcast. Efforts underway to solve problem of triad food deserts. And this article, you know, it says here, "City officials have tried for years to entice big chain grocers to open in desert areas, according to Derwick Page, an assistant city manager." And if you're a big chain grocer and the problem is people don't have money to buy food, why would you want to open there? Because you're not going to make a profit and you're going to end up closing your grocery store anyways. Another, and this is back in, this is more updated. It's March 20th, 2014. So it's actually just a couple of weeks ago or about a month ago. Then they go on to cite that a House Committee on Food Desert Zones, you know, in Raleigh will meet for the third time since February to go over, you know, recommendations and what to do. So basically, they don't have a solution. I will tell you who does have a solution. They're at Elon University. It's a group of students. They are called HOPE, Helping Other People Eat. They're launching their nonprofit, and they've got a great idea. I mean, this is fantastic. You know, people in Raleigh, we don't need you. You can cancel your committees. Don't worry about the big box chains coming in. These guys have solved the problem. What it is so you go to a restaurant and you get your check and you're like, okay, well, here's my tip and, you know, here's the total, especially if you're paying by credit card or by cash and you're on your way. Well, what they do is they provide slips. Currently, they provide slips. They have, plans of making this more user-friendly going forward. But right now, they give paper slips. They have 5 restaurants in the Alamance area. Helping them out with this to go to the local food kitchen there. It's for allied churches. They give a slip of paper with the receipt, and it says, you know, would you like to donate $1? It equals 5 pounds of food to the local food pantry. And your point is there, you're like, oh, okay, well, I just tipped somebody $5. What's, you know, another dollar on top of that and, you know, price of the meal? This is how you actually solve it, because one of the holdups is when you go to a grocery store and you buy a can and, you know, you put it in the bin there, the shelf life on that's already kind of ticking, although cans, they last for a couple of years. But with this dollar, it's going to go farther because these food pantries already have deals worked out. So your can for $1, they can probably get for 20 cents, hence, you know, $1 equaling 5 pounds. And they're having a fundraiser, the HOPE is, and it's hopecertified.com. If you want to learn more, they got a great website. You can get tickets to an upcoming event. It's April 29th, which is, off the top of my head, I can't remember if that's a Tuesday or a Thursday. I'm going to look that up while I'm vamping here. But it's from 5 to 7 o'clock at Alamance Country Club in Burlington, North Carolina. It is Tuesday, April 29th. I'm going to be there. You can meet the whole Hope Certified crew, minus Alexandra, Alex for short. She's my contact on this. They are members of the Cashless Incubator, like I mentioned before. We're helping them bit by bit, hopefully expand out here into Greensboro, because it's definitely, I know Winston-Salem ranks number one, but Greensboro isn't that pretty regarding food deserts either. They have Hope Certified restaurants. It's Cork and Cal Mosca's Restaurant, Sleece Barbecue, Dottie's Diner, and Hersey's Pig Pickin' Barbecue. These are all located around Burr. Please frequent those places if you want to take part in Hope Certified restaurants. Or, you know, contact them, see about expanding it to your area. You get to meet the whole Helping Other People Eat team again at this event, April 29th, minus Alex. But she'll be back in a couple months. She's out of the state right now, internship, which is really cool. So that is an example of, we had this problem. Oh, food deserts. Another thing to, you know, flip off, don't read the paper, just ignore and just, I don't know, look at Facebook and watch ESPN. Well, they're solving the problem, and they're doing it in a much more efficient, they're a nonprofit, you know, they'll make some money along the way, but the important thing is they're fixing the problem, and they deserve to make money because they're actually fixing the problem. They're not convening committees, they're not, you know, getting grants to pay for research studies and all that kind of stuff. They're solving the problem, and down the road, they're doing research on the POS systems, and that's a digitized version of your check. Well, they'll actually have where you can add the tip right there. So that's coming down the pipe, and that's really awesome. So please check out hopecertified.com. Next, we're going to talk about doctor shortages. And one way, it's kind of a rebuild up concept, although we don't have anybody involved with it yet. We look forward to, though. The problem, according to WNCN.com, NC using new healthcare models to tackle doctor shortage. And we'll have, again, the link to the article, but the blip is experts believe the shortage nationally could be as high as 130,600 by 2025. And one way to deal with it, according to BusinessWeek.com, an article from November 2012, and there are other articles, this is just the most in-depth, is concierge care. And it kind of got going around the late 80s, early 90s. It's really private doctors where they have kind of like a select clientele. Well, some newer entrepreneurs have come along. One example is AtlasMD, and they said, okay, this is a great concept, but we need to bring this, you know, to the masses. And they can do it for about $50 to $65 a month. It's just like a regular charge. And they instead of, like, normally what burns out doctors is it's like one doctor for 3,000. That's their caseload under normal practices. And under kind of the concierge care model, they can limit it, they cap it at like one doctor for 500 and one for 600. The reason why that makes a difference is they're more, they are able to have more of a personal relationship, that you don't have to book way in advance. They're usually available 24/7 under the concierge care. And doctors, it's just the problem is they can only give you 15 minutes. You got to schedule, you know, a week or two in advance under the standard model. And this allows them to just be more in touch. And it, the reason why it's so much cheaper is, on average, for every doctor, there are about four assistant staff. And by that assistant staff, they're the ones processing the insurance, the Medicare, the Medicaid, all those related you know, insurance programs. And that's what jacks up a lot of the prices. That's why they can get away with $50 a month. And the things that you normally charge for, the screenings, or even those are, I don't know, anywhere from half to maybe 75% off, just because they're not dealing with insurance. It's cash up front. So how would you get this going under you know, the cashless incubator for a doctor shortage? Well, you would take a doctor who's retiring, looking to get out, or maybe they are retired, but maybe want to get in, still help people. What they could do is they could barter for, the biggest cost is probably going to be, and I'm not exactly a medical expert, but in most things, you know, just the, gosh, just paying the rent, that's usually your biggest expense on anything, is what they could get together with a commercial property owner, local, because those are the guys who can work these deals. I would avoid something in corporate because that will take forever to go up the bureaucratic chain with those guys, is they can work out a deal that says, okay, I will barter rent where, I mean, for you, your family, maybe 10 of your other friends, for, we'll try this out for 6 months. They get, you know, free care while we set up this concierge care system, and maybe find other ways you can barter for the resources if you don't really have any. Doctors usually have a decent amount of money, though. But just, you know, keep down costs, and they can barter for all the resources to basically set up a practice, put out the word. You know, they can barter for marketing and resources and networking. We can help you out with that at the cashless incubator at rebuildup.com, too. And test out this idea. If it doesn't work, then again, they walk away. One of the biggest problems for, especially if you're in a restaurant or a retail store, is you get signed on to a one-year lease, and you're about a year or two or a month or two in, and you go, oh my God, this isn't going to work, but I'm on the hook for 10 more months, and you know, you're going to be posting, you know, in the red the whole time. That's why being an entrepreneur is so risky. And again, by doing the minimizing the risk through the barter system, at least initially, is just great. And then if it's successful, then you sign your one-year contract and you go back to paying money. So use the cashless incubator to promote concierge care in your area to deal with the doctor shortage. Because it's doctors, you know, they like helping people, but just if you talk to them, it's just, geez, they're really just getting killed. They're overwhelmed as far as just all the stuff, the bureaucracy, the patient explosion list, and also helps if people take care of themselves a little better than junk food all the time. But that's kind of another issue on the organic and health front. So you got it there. You had the problem. Food deserts, Hope Certified, HopeCertified.com, they're solving it. You got the problem of the doctor shortage. Concierge care, that solves it. Get that going in your area. Just to give you a quick update on events we have coming up in May. Jeez, it is going to be busy. There are six events. I'm going to have to actually personally be at five of them, helping coordinating a sixth one from afar. If you have a teen, most of these programs are for teens. One of them actually is open to everybody. May 3rd, the jobs course at Forsyth Central Library. This is sponsored by Summit Credit Union. Thank you very much for being a sponsor on that. It runs from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Again, that's a Saturday. Go to rebuildup.com. You'll find it. It's either on the front page or under the events. You can click through. You probably will have to sign up in advance. We're expecting a decent amount of demand on this one, where we may fill up. Other events that come in are Economy Junior with at Step Up Ministries. We've got that Tuesday, the 13th and 20th. This is part of a private event. It's for a teen mentorship program. May 15th, Pitch Drill at Noble Academy, again private. Then Saturday, May 17th, Economy Junior at Mulch Tank. I believe this is open to all ages, teen and adult. It's Spartanburg, South Carolina. So if you're in, I guess, northern or southern North Carolina, you can come down, or northern South Carolina. Check out that place. That's going to be really cool. Mulch Tank. Check it out on Facebook, facebook.com/mulchtank. It's cool. It's an incubator. I'll tell you, I'm a co-organizer of an entrepreneur group at the incubator here, Nussbaum Center here in Greensboro. And it's just, incubators are awesome. Check them out, especially as a resource if you're looking to start a business or just curious about any of that kind of stuff. And then finally, rounding out the month is on May 29th is Economy Junior at YWCA. Again, a private event for the teen membership they have there. If you could help us out, because the weather delays through January, February, and March threw everything, you know, out of whack. For example, the YWCA, this was originally supposed to be held mid-January, and then the storms hit and it got rescheduled to this. So we had sponsors lined up and a couple other events, same story back then. We moved them to other events, and now it's kind of like, it's all, you know, they all clumped up in May. And we've got sponsors for some jobs course sponsored by Summit Credit Union, Economy Junior at Mulch Tank, sponsored by Mulch Tank. But the ones we have with Step Up Ministries, Noble Academy, and YWCA, we don't have sponsors. And private events, it is kind of hard to get sponsors because it's a small close, and it's just not as return likely advertisement wise as you would with a public event. So if you can actually go to rebuildup.com and maybe click on and help us crowdsource, we're going to put up donation buttons on some of those for those four events. If you could help us out, it would be much appreciated. If you want to come out and just meet and greet, talk more about the Cashless Incubator, meet me and some of the other local entrepreneurs here in the Greensboro area, shifthere.org for our entrepreneur group, Shift. We're meeting May 7th at the – Is it May 7th? Yeah, it's May 7th at the Nussbaum Center. It's the first Wednesday of every month. Also, we have socials the third Monday of every month, too. Come out. We just pick a new bar or restaurant. And we all meet there. But that's the Nussbaum Center for Entrepreneurship in down South Elm Eugene, a little technically downtown Greensboro. But it's a great facility, great people there. You meet me and Arthur Stewart, Justin Strawley, Zach Mohorn, and Sam Funches. If he makes an appearance, he's a busy guy. He's the president of the Nussbaum Center. But they're always there to help. Please check us out, and we can talk shop on that. Now, congratulations. You made it to the end of this podcast. So your reward is, again, it's free for businesses to sign up that, you know, you post what you need and what resources you're willing to barter. But for startups, if you're looking for employership, a job, internship, or, you know, launching your own startup, it's going to be a $10 fee starting May 1st for the Cashless Incubator. However, with this promo code, type in RABBIT. It's good till May 7th, and, you know, in future podcasts, we'll give you more promo codes most likely. And then you can get in for free, test out your idea, see what happens. Look up the Cashless Incubator section. It'll give you all the details. You know, you need a business plan, but it's like a one simple page one, just the same one that we do in Pitch Drill. That's why we have that course to kind of prep you out for that. Job notes and article links, we're going to have that with this podcast on rebuildup.com. So thank you very much for listening. One of the things is always like, please share. Yeah. I encourage you to share, but really what this is designed for is people who are kind of stuck. I mean, you're buried by, I don't know, your job, student loans, a family obligation. So you really aren't in a situation to, you know, take a risk. And that's what the purpose of the Cashless Incubator is you can test out your idea for probably the amount of time you put in, I don't know, getting prestige on Call of Duty for the second or third time. You put it into a side project. If it doesn't work, you're not out anything. If it does work, you have, you know, you've created more of a structured avenue to improve your situation, bring in side income, lower your debts, and just, you know, improve your life in general, which is what it's all about for startups rebuilding economies here with RebuildUp. So we will catch you next time. Remember, if you're not earning, you're learning. If you're not learning, that's when you lose. Let's fix it all, and we will catch you next time. Thanks for listening.